Yo, Kirby's, welcome back to another Horror Movie Crew podcast. This is HMC 145. We are talking about the movie Breakdown. I am Josh.
What's up? It's Jess.
Hey, y'all. Seth here.
Did you think I was ever going to get to the introduction? I saw you. You were like, oh, wait, he's coming.
It's kind of a heavy eye
roll. I didn't want to be post. Mm-hmm. Mid-sip.
Mid-sip?
When it came turn, like my turn to be like, hey, it's Jess. I didn't want to be like, gluh. And then have to be like, hey, it's Jess.
Yeah, you don't want a mouthful when it's time to talk.
Yeah.
That'd be weird, right? Gosh, we're on hour number two. Are you guys sick of me?
Yes.
No.
Is it hard to be around me for long periods of time?
Yes.
Is it seriously?
No.
Oh.
Not if you're drinking.
I don't drink anymore. I'm sober.
We've been on trips together.
That's true.
We just sit down and watch Real World if we're tired of you.
Yeah.
Is that what happened? I noticed. There was a lot of Real World.
No.
Last one. I didn't drink much on the last trip either.
I never did finish that.
We were like, we're going to go take a nap. And then we like slept for 20 minutes. And then we came out and we're like, well, let's watch Real World.
That's true. I didn't nap. You guys both took a nap. I worked out when you guys napped.
You said you had something to do.
I did?
I think you were editing stuff. And you said you wanted to answer some emails or something.
Did I?
Yeah.
I probably did. It was a Friday. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You guys took naps on both days, so don't be acting like it was a one nap.
I like
nap
my naps. Yeah, I like napping.
It was like a vacation.
I know. You guys are like, yeah, it's vacation. I don't nap. I don't know. I turn into an angry dragon when I nap.
I do sometimes. I can't do it too late in the day, for sure. It's got to be early on.
I don't enjoy it. I wake up and I'm mad.
Never?
I think, no, because it makes my back hurt. I'm a very, like, when I'm up and moving, I got to stay up and moving. Like, I don't think I could ever go back to, like, a desk job to where I'm sitting down all day. It'd be a real problem for me.
You could stand.
That's true. I tried to get, you know that they threw all those stand-up desks away?
Oh, ours?
The ones that were over at the other building.
Oh, I think we still have ours somewhere.
I tried to get one. I was like, hey, I was going to put it over here. Because I got this thing here, which is awesome.
Why'd they do that? They're just like, oh, nobody's standing up anymore.
Well, like when they redid our office, all the desks go up electrically, like all the cubicles. So they got rid of
I think they were doing like a transitional period at the other one because they wanted to see if people were going to use them. So they got the ones that sit on your desk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's what because I have this desk here and I just wanted one that my monitor and because this is just the keyboard would have sat on. And I got this new monitor, which didn't work for this. So I had to get rid of it. But anyway, yeah, I wanted one so the whole thing would rise. And they're like, oh, yeah, we don't have those anymore. Like, what do you mean? We just got them. They're like, no, we got rid of them. So
those
I'm guessing
cheap either.
I'm guessing the new desks at because they had to renovate the office. I'm guessing the new ones have
more like ours. Yeah. All the cubicle desks go up.
Yeah. So, but I would probably stand.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know how we got on that.
Napping.
Is really
the infamous napping. Fork episode.
Yes. The fork episode. What's the fork episode?
Of the Real World.
Of the Real World. We're back to Real World again.
What was her name? Like Janessa or something?
Giselle.
I think it was like Giselle. Janessa.
Was it Giselle?
I don't know. Giselle's from a different one. It's from a kid's movie the girls watch. Anyway, I don't want to talk about this anymore. So what you're saying is it's not hard to be around me for long periods of time.
No.
Okay, perfect. Anyway, what you guys been watching? Anything?
Jacked Pat.
You guys have been watching some Jack Pat.
That's it. Yeah, I'm just looking at pictures of him.
Have you guys heard about this Dan Schneider HBO Max documentary about all the kids shows?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna watch it.
Have you not seen it?
I've not seen it yet.
I haven't watched it. I haven't watched it either. Abby said it's wild.
I heard it's pretty sad.
She's like, you're not gonna look at any of those shows the same anymore.
Yeah,
it's not surprising to me at all.
No,
it's weird, right?
It's Hollyweird.
Hollyweird sucks, dude.
Yeah.
But that's odd. Like, it's most of the shows. Please don't do that again. That made me very uncomfortable.
What?
When
you stuck your tongue underneath your top lip and pushed out, it was like.
What'd you do?
I don't know.
I look over and she's like. Like, what the fuck?
It's not that weird.
When you're
kind of a normal thing to do,
when you're in mid sentence and you look over and you look like freaking, you just got Botox injected into your lip. I was like, what the frick is going on?
Sorry,
guys. Anyway, it was like all the shows like when we were kids from Nickelodeon. So I don't know.
Was it just Nickelodeon or was it Disney too?
I think
the show. This documentary.
The documentary is on HBO Max. But
I mean, is it just about Nickelodeon or is it?
No, it's about this one individual, I think.
Drake Bell.
He's one of the people on there. But I think the guy's name is Dan Schneider.
Okay.
He was like the producer of all these shows. Like Amanda Bynes is like the big one, I guess.
She is.
She's pretty fucked up
now.
I mean, that's like what I said.
She's unrecognizable when you see her.
That's what I said. And Abby's like, well, after you watch this, you'll probably see why.
It's sad.
Like compared to how she was in those movies to like now, it's like, whoa.
Have you seen like some of the videos she's posted on Instagram?
She's unrecognizable.
Yeah.
She's unrecognizable and she's just like a freaking robot.
Oh, really? Do you think she's on like medicine?
Oh, medicated. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Big time. She was like this one that I saw. She was talking about her extensions and she was like, I got these ones off of Amazon and I just wanted you guys to see them. And
yeah. Kind of sad.
Like, and that was it. Yeah. It was very.
She was so like and bubbly and.
Yeah.
Wonder how you
and beautiful. Like she was very, very pretty. Mm-hmm. She looks nothing like that anymore.
Doesn't she have face tats?
She's got like a heart. She's got like a heart right on her cheek.
I didn't even know who it was at first. Like the video popped up and I was like, who is this? And then I was like, oh my gosh.
She was like, so I remember like when she first had this like downward spiral, she was like obsessed with Drake.
The rapper?
Yes. So she wanted to make herself look like Black China.
Is that a person?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's like a stripper.
Oh, really? And, big fan of strippers.
Yeah. And so she wanted to like model herself to look just like this chick. So she got like cheek piercings.
Oh, really?
And yeah, dyed her hair blonde and like got like lip injections. And
was this like Drake's girlfriend?
Yeah. He was like seeing this girl whatever.
Her name is Black China?
Yeah.
Am I going to look this up and it's going to be something fucked up? Are you guys messing with me?
No, I swear. Okay. Like, no. And then this chick, I think this chick ended up getting with, the Kardashian dude and has like a baby with him now or whatever. But anyways, yeah.
This is what she wants to look like, huh?
That is not a good looking person.
Yes. That's who she was trying to look like. But she used to have like cheek, like piercings and stuff. Huh. Yeah. See like.
Which
all,
one?
All the way to the right.
This one?
Amanda Bynes perfects her Black China. Like she was trying to look like her.
Oh yeah, she is.
But yeah, that's like when I remember seeing like all this like weird shit about her. And then after that, it was like, she was, she had to be like under a conservatorship.
Didn't she get arrested for like drunk driving or was that her?
Possibly.
Like something happened. Yeah. And then,
this is the Dan Schneider guy.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ooh, gross.
It's weird, dude. It's nasty.
Ugh.
Yeah, so I don't know if I want to watch it because stuff like that really bothers me because I have two little kids, so I don't
really want
to know. But like, where were the parents during all this? Like,
making money.
It's been happening for a long time with a lot of different like groups. That's just like the Harvey Weinstein and like the two Coreys.
Oh yeah,
when we talked about that,
the ones died, correct?
Corey Haim, yeah.
Because I think when you're a kid actor, like, you like have school there, like you don't ever leave.
Yeah.
So.
But the fucked up thing is, I feel like a lot of their parents like knew.
I'm sure they did.
How did they not know? Like, I know for the majority of the time where my kids are at and like what's going on. If I don't know, then Abby knows what's going on.
They're using them as a job for money and like.
Even back to like Macaulay Culkin and the Michael Jackson thing, like that was all weird.
That's all messed up. Weird.
Yeah.
And he got all fucked up for a while.
His family was like messed up too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just couldn't imagine. Yes. I don't know if I really want to watch it, to be honest with you. It's like I should watch it.
It's just like any other, you know, documentary. You see these like serial killer documentaries and like stuff like that. Yeah. It's definitely something you don't want to know.
But
it sucks that, you know, that stuff happens, but this world is fucked up.
Yes, it is. That it is.
I miss the Amanda Bynes movies.
Huh?
I miss her movies. They were fun.
What is the last Amanda Bynes movie you remember?
Probably Sydney White.
I just remember seeing her in that show with, she was in that show with the chick from Party of Five, I think. Or
she had her like own show, I think.
As an adult, she did?
Yeah. Wasn't it called like What I Like About You or something?
I don't remember.
What I Like About You.
But she had a string of movies, like the one where her dad was like a prince or whatever. The one where she's the soccer player. Yeah. With
I was gonna say the last one I remember is the wasn't she dressed up like a boy?
Yeah. And then Sydney White was the sorority one where she like starts that one with those dorky guys.
Yeah, I feel like the last thing I saw her in was that show.
Oh, she was in Hairspray.
Oh, that's right. She was in Easy A. She was like the churchy chick.
That's probably her.
That's probably the last thing I saw her in.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hairspray 2007.
She's the man.
That's the one she dressed the soccer player, right?
Yeah.
What is with all these ads?
Yeah, Easy A is the last thing.
It 2010. Previous. Living Proof. Family Guy. Sydney White. That's the movie you said, Seth, right?
I forgot she was in Hairspray.
What I Like About You. It is a TV series. Yes, you were on it.
Yeah,
She's the Man is the last one that I remember her being in.
What a Girl Wants.
Yes, that's the one I was trying to think of. That's a good movie. Oh, she's in Charlotte's Web, too.
Okay, that's enough.
I did not like the Amanda Show.
I never watched it.
I don't remember it.
She was fucking annoying on that.
She was annoying?
Yes, very much so. I mean, she was supposed to act obnoxious, but...
Is she our age?
I believe probably. So. Yeah. Maybe like a few years older.
Well, anyway, sad.
Sad. Way to get all depressed before we jump into a depressing movie.
Sorry.
Who picked this movie?
What is that? I was like, I thought something was happening in the house. I was like, what is that?
There's horses coming in here.
Where's that coming from?
Must be an ad playing in the background on something.
That scared the shit out of me, dude.
I thought like something was crashing down on the ceiling.
Wow.
A little jarring.
We have to turn that off, dude.
Like we're in fucking Braveheart.
Wow, dude.
It's like a cavalry coming in.
I think I heard it, and then I saw Seth freak out, and then I started freaking out. She gave him breathe.
Is she doing that weird lip thing again?
Dude, the lip thing really bothered me.
Oh, gosh.
It was a weird fucking thing to...
Oh, gosh.
I was just feeling my freaking teeth.
She's fixing her dentures. Leave her alone.
Yeah, leave me alone.
It's that vaginal whooping cough coming back.
Oh, God.
My partial fell out.
Did it fall out?
It did.
How embarrassing would that be?
Forgot about your vag cough.
Apparently, it's happened to my brother.
What?
I told you when he was kissing that chick and her tooth fell out.
No, I've never heard this. No. Have you heard this?
No.
I haven't either. Please tell.
Did he like spit it out
he was at a bar and this woman, I don't know if it's somebody he knew very well or not, but her tooth fell out in his mouth. Her partial. Like it wasn't just like her tooth, like it was like, bleeding and like her tooth fell out, but she had like, you know, like
a partial
tooth.
What's that mean?
It's like a denture,
but so like if you were to like lose a tooth right now,
yeah,
like you would go to the dentist, and if you didn't have like a veneer screwed in, they normally make a partial, which is like a retainer that
has a tooth on it.
So like if this tooth like fell out.
Oh, and it just like suctions to your mouth?
Like hooks to your other teeth.
Yeah.
It's like got like a metal wire, like a...
Like I think they have to put like other hooks like on the inside so that you can like fit it up in and it like...
And this is like a temporary solution?
Not necessarily.
Some people just have it for the rest of their life.
And you have to take your tooth in and out?
I think it was much more popular like previously, but I think now people just probably get a veneer.
That's where they screw it into your...
But that's like really expensive.
It's expensive.
Sounds like it would hurt.
And I think it's like
the partial's much cheaper.
And I've heard it's like a 6 month like recovery. Because they're like screwing into your freaking jaw.
Yeah.
Are you asleep when they do this, I hope?
Yeah, I would assume.
They like usually, if you still have teeth there, they like file that tooth down to like a point, and then they like mold, put the new like tooth like up over it.
Yeah, it's...
My entire mouth is throbbing.
But if you don't
have
anything, then they have to screw up into your gum.
Mm.
So like I saw like Josh Brolin had it done. He had I guess you would call it partial veneers. So they like filed down all of his teeth and then put like new teeth
over top
around
of
it.
Is that what Matt Rife had done? Have you seen his teeth?
Yes. He that's what he had done.
So will those fall out?
No.
How do what?
I mean, if the actual what's left of his tooth falls out, yes. his tooth will fall out.
So they mold new teeth around your existing tooth?
Yeah.
What are the, what are they made of?
Probably the same thing they make like crowns out of. It's like a, I don't know, porcelain type thing.
I mean, it looks just like a regular tooth.
But like if there is no tooth, that's where they put that screw into your
jaw.
Do they put you to sleep when they do this, all this?
I would assume so.
Yeah. Or you're very, very numbed.
I would think you'd be out.
It's making my whole mouth hurt. You could tell I've never had a cavity or anything.
Like, grind your tooth off, and that doesn't feel good. Like there's nerves and shit in your tooth.
And then they just put something. What do they stick the new tooth? I'm going to have to look into this. This is mind blowing. I didn't realize this is what they did. I just thought people had like fake, like false teeth.
No.
Just I assume it's like a, because I have a crown, which is like a cap. I assume they just glue it on. I think is what they did.
Does it come off?
I mean, it could, but no, it's not supposed to.
No.
You eat with it and everything?
It's pretty difficult.
Just feels like a tooth.
They ever tell you not to eat like certain foods?
I have one.
Let me see it. No. Come on. Just, what is it, like weird like color?
Tooth.
Where is it? Which tooth is it?
It's all the way in the back.
Oh, well, fuck, I can't see that.
It's usually the one that goes first.
Yeah.
Open your mouth. Let me see. Oh, wow, that's a good looking tooth. Are your front teeth real?
It looks legit. Yes.
Now I'm like looking at you like, what else is fake?
That's like the most major thing I've ever had to have done.
But your other teeth are real?
Yeah.
But when I got the crown,
still,
I kept...
It still has like my tooth there, but they just had to put like a crown over it because I had like a cavity.
If they think it's going to crack or could crack.
Yeah.
Or did crack.
What, are your teeth real?
Yes. But my crown's also back here.
Mr. Never had any fucking dental work done.
Never. Teeth. I've had braces. I had a retainer, expander. I'm sorry. I had a spacer, expander, braces, and retainers.
Never had any of that.
Well, I've never had a cavity. Knock on wood.
That's pretty. That's pretty crazy.
I have receding gums.
That's normal with age, though.
I don't like it.
I have that too.
I got
too.
Which one? Let me see.
God. You have to get a gum graft.
Or whatever. What's that? I'm looking into this for it and stuff.
Is it still receding? Like it's getting worse? Mine gets worse. I can tell.
Getting worse, but they said I like needed to like use it often. That way it wouldn't get worse.
Oh really? What is this?
I don't even know what it's called, but it's just like,
maybe I need to do it. That's my dentist sucks.
I assumed you already had it. I thought everyone had to use that. If you have like receding gums.
They never told me to. I just use Listerine.
What are you using?
He's talking to you.
I don't know what it's called, but it's just like a medicated like.
Do you ever receding gums as well?
I think it starts.
They watch it.
It starts with like a P. It's like a long S.
Is it? Because I said eventually, like when I'm older, I'll probably have to get the gum graft
thing. What is that?
I think it's like a skin graft. I think where they make. I don't know how it works.
Tyler needs one.
Does he? I don't think it's pleasant, but. I think it's kind of normal with age.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a gap in one between my teeth on the one side. Maybe I'll get one of those cappers.
I actually have to go to the dentist tomorrow because I lost a filling last week.
Oh, no.
You ever lost one?
Yeah.
It like feels like a little rock in your mouth. I'm like, oh, fuck.
You can feel it when it comes out?
Yeah, just all of a sudden there'll be like a hard rock feeling thing that you're chewing on. And I'm like, oh, shit.
I've had it come out like when I'm eating.
Yeah, I wasn't even eating. I was in a meeting and all of a sudden I just feel this rock thing in there. I'm like, God damn it.
What is it?
The filling popped out. Whatever it's made out of, it's crunchy.
It's like a rock. It's literally like sediment.
You can just tell when it has a taste.
What is this for?
A filling.
If you have a cavity and they like go in and like drill out.
Put the filling in.
They put the filling in your tooth.
But that can come out eventually.
Yes, I don't want to know about any of this. So this is all new to me.
You've never been drilled on, huh?
No, I had to get a shot once in my mouth.
The shot hurts more than the actual.
Oh, God, yeah.
Especially when it's like back here.
When I was little, believe it or not, my mouth is too small. My mouth is too small, so I had to have two top teeth and two bottom teeth taken out. That's all the dental work I've ever had. They did that before I got my braces or my expander. So they had to pull the teeth, and then I still had to get an expander.
What about you've had your wisdom teeth taken out, right?
Yes, they made me get those cut out because they weren't growing in. They were growing in sideways. So they had to go in and cut them in half and take them out while I was asleep.
Damn.
Because they said that if I didn't get them taken out, they would screw up my teeth. They'd push them back together.
Me too. I had all four taken out.
Me too.
Have you guys ever seen pictures of my teeth before? You guys have never known me before I had my teeth fixed, did you?
Pretty sure I've seen pictures. That was gross.
Oh, dude, it was awful.
Yeah. Nasty.
It was no, it really was. Like teeth were on top of teeth.
Wow.
Looks like a shark. I had two layers of teeth. That scare you?
That's kind of scary. I don't know if
we've gone onto this weird dental conversation.
I don't know, but it took up 20 probably, minutes of probably the episode. Right now. Dude, when's the last time we did an episode on a movie? You haven't done one this year, have you?
This is the first.
It was
we did Mother's Day.
I think.
What movie?
Mother's Day.
You but what me. All three of us did.
We it was at the cabin.
Jesus.
Yeah, XHR IM'd me on the account and said that the original Mother's Day is better than the remake, that we should have done that movie, apparently.
Well, we still can.
So I don't remember what we rated Mother's Day. Who? One of the patrons asked us to do that movie. Have you seen that Mother's Day? It's got. I don't think so.
I bet you did, like when it came out, probably.
I didn't realize I'd seen it, but I had seen it. What's that guy that's in it? The main guy. Do you remember his name?
He was in the ski lift movie, Frozen.
Okay.
I have the internet at my fingertips.
Jonathan?
You'd know him if you saw his face.
Yeah, I feel like I can already picture it. I just can't think of his freaking name. Jonathan something?
Mother's Day. When was that? 2011
Kevin?
Or something?
It's like 2010 or something Zegers? Like that. Oh, maybe 2016.
Sean Ashton's his name.
Yeah.
Oh, no, look at you.
Oh, I was thinking of like the main dude in that.
I lied. Although Sean Ashton, is he in this one too? Because that's the one I clicked on.
It was like 2010, maybe.
Is this it?
Yeah, I think it's that one.
Returning to her home like normal. Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, Sean Ashmore.
Or I was close. Frank Grillo is who I was thinking of.
Oh, Deborah Ann Woll's in it.
Yeah, she's in it as well. From yes. Have you seen? Do you think you've seen this?
No. I've definitely not seen this.
It wasn't.
It wasn't bad.
I was gonna say it wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible either.
No, it wasn't terrible.
It was very mediocre.
It was a very like horror movie of that era.
Okay.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah. A lot of characters didn't make sense. But anyway, our movie, the episode is Breakdown. Why are we doing this movie? Was there a theme or something that we missed?
We were originally piggybacking off of the
road trip.
Joyride movies. Because yeah. This has a truck in it and stuff. We just waited a long time to do it.
We did. Life happened.
We talked about it a couple times, just like randomly. And we were like, oh, yeah, we should do it.
Because you had never seen it.
I had not.
So
I had not seen it. Did do we have a theme for next?
No.
I think it's me.
It's your turn.
The theme?
Yeah, I am the theme. I think it was my pick.
That's your pick.
That's what I'm saying.
You just jumped right in there. Maybe I wanted to pick.
It's my turn.
Okay, you can pick. What do you want to do? You want to think about it?
I don't know. Yeah, I am going to think about it. I was actually thinking about doing found footage.
Oh boy.
Debbie Logan.
I do want to. We do need to do that one.
Man.
Let's do it.
And I'll come up with another one.
That's okay.
Okay, that's what it's going to be. Found footage.
Boom.
We're going to do Debbie Logan.
Boom.
Yes. And I'm going to.
Blair Witch.
Are we just going to do that? Are we just going to do one and then Coffee with a Crew?
What do you want to do?
What do you guys want to do?
I don't care.
I just want to know if I need to pick a second.
Pick a second. Go ahead and pick a second movie just so we have it, and then maybe we'll do it next December.
Okay. I'm going to think about it.
Okay. Definitely Deborah Logan.
Definitely Deborah Logan.
Maybe Hell House LLC. I've never seen that. I've heard it's
I was
good.
Actually thinking about that.
Okay. Perfect.
And then Blair Witch.
I don't want to do Blair Witch.
I don't think I could sit through it again.
Do you remember the last time we watched Blair Witch?
Fell asleep.
It was at your house.
Mm-hmm. We all fell asleep. Yes.
Lucy had just been born.
Yeah.
I remember seeing it in the theater, though, and thinking it was, like, groundbreaking and scary.
Oh, at the time it was.
But now it's
I
like,
was, like, falling asleep, and you guys were over at my house. Yeah.
Now it's like I had Lucy boring. On
because we tried to put her in that back bedroom, and she, like, would not go down. So I ended up laying in the recliner with her on me, and I fell asleep.
It's not even scary. It's just at the time there weren't any movies like that.
It was groundbreaking, right? Yeah. It was just different.
The only scary parts at the end were they're in that house. Yeah. It's not even scary. It's just like creepy.
Look, the dryness has went down my fingernail.
Just rip his skin off.
Oh, just trying to.
Anyway, Breakdown from 1997. Director is Jonathan Mastow. Should I know this man? Do we know him from anything else?
Oh, the Mastow? I think you need to go to a speech therapist.
Is there anything else we know him from?
Why do I keep doing that?
Let's talk about that.
I feel like once you start doing it, you can't not do it.
Don't do it on like a business call.
Oh my gosh.
Please be like, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
What is wrong with this man? He keeps talking like Mike Tyson.
Today we're going to talk about hoist.
Could you imagine? Oh, God. Oh man. Jonathan Mastow. Okay. Anyway.
U571.
Okay, so let's see what he's been up to. 2023, Accused. I have no idea what that is, but he's doing some
show.
The Hunter's Prey, never seen it. The Last Ship, Surrogates. Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines. Okay, not a great movie, but...
Directors on directors.
Okay. Breakdown, 97. Oh, wow.
Fright Show.
Fright Show.
Fright Show.
Beverly Hills Body Snatchers. I don't know what that is. Okay, so nothing noteworthy. However, our main character, Jeff, played by none other than Mr. Kurt Russell.
The Kurt. The Russ.
There's not a lot of people in this movie.
The lady was in Apollo 13 is where I remember her from. Yeah.
The lady?
I've seen her in quite a few things.
She's a wife.
Oh.
She's a wife in Apollo.
Kathleen Quinlan?
Yeah.
I feel like she's been in like several like made for TV.
Yeah.
She was in the Twilight Zone movie. I figured that out.
She's in a lot of stuff. You just like can't think of it.
Does this movie give you kind of like Tremors vibes a little bit?
Because it's in the desert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the town, like the town when they're up on that rock ledge and they're looking down into it. I'm like, this is like very much Tremory.
Tremory.
It is, yeah. I'll agree with that.
I was waiting for the Tremors to show up, but...
Earl just seems like somebody that would have been in Tremors too. The guy that
What'd you guys Earl? Think of Earl, MC Gainey, this cat here? What'd you guys think of him?
He seems like he would have been in, like, he should have been in Rob Zombie movies.
I think so, too. Yeah. I agree. I couldn't get a feel for him, though, honestly. Like, I was like, man, like, is he good? Is he bad? For a minute, I thought maybe he was trying to help.
Mm.
But then he's obviously not.
I really hate the fucking Red or whatever.
He plays that character
the,
well,
the truck
though.
Driver.
Yeah.
Oh, the main guy.
I had never seen you before. Mm. Like, you're a bad liar, dude.
You think so? I thought he lied pretty well.
No.
He plays a good villain.
He did play a good villain.
Yeah.
I wish this movie would have taken a little bit of a turn, though. Like, what if he never had a wife and he made all this up?
Mm.
That would be how the movie was made today, because you know everything's all psychological
you
horror.
Have the twist in there.
Yeah, they'd be like, "Oh my god, I never had a wife."
Maybe they'll do that and they'll use his son in it.
Here's what they do. Here's how you remake this movie for a 2024 audience. Okay. His wife actually passed away. He's going on this road trip because his wife passed away, but he doesn't know. You see her in the car with him the whole time.
Yeah.
He does have the breakdown incident. The trucker shows up. Oh, the wife went with the da-da-da-da. All this happens. Then he's looking for his wife. He blames the trucker.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, toward the end of the movie, you realize that there was never a wife. And he actually is the killer. He's been killing all these people trying to get his wife back, but there was never a wife to begin with.
And the telltale sign is that she was in the car, but she was like sleeping most of the time or never really like directly like responded to him and stuff like that. That's usually how you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just made a hit. We just made a banger, dude.
Yep. Probably better than some of the bullshit that's been released lately.
Then it takes a psycho turn and he actually dresses up like her and sits in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And he has to get away with it. Like
you can't
damn the mental health man in 2024, right? Like he's in the
right
all the time. So he is gonna get away with it and like somehow maybe he becomes her.
Oh shit.
Ooh.
That's how it ends. He becomes a trucker. But he is dressed like a woman. And all you see going down the highway is him with like the wig and like a high-pitched giggle.
Becomes a lot lizard.
Yeah. Dude. I think we just figured out.
I mean, this movie to me sort of had a little twist because I thought it was fucked up that the trucker guy had like a wife and a kid.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
That's true. You wouldn't have expected that.
No.
Yeah.
That's true. Jess, you want to read the synopsis?
Can
you see it from there? Seth's big head's in the way, I know.
A man searches for his missing wife after his car breaks down in the middle of the desert.
That's a good job. I'm glad you didn't say dessert. That'd have been weird.
Middle of the desert.
You did a good job.
I love dessert.
I watched this movie like months ago, so I am going to do my best to recall. You have notes, correct? So you can keep me on track.
Yeah.
Okay. So the couple are driving in their brand new Jeep, I believe. Seth, correct me if I'm wrong. You are the car man. Correct.
Jeep Grand Cherokee.
This is a brand new Jeep.
It looked like such a piece of crap.
I thought so too. I was like, man, that's new.
Those are really popular then.
Oh, what a turd.
My mom had one. It was a really nice car, actually.
Really?
Like, yeah.
That was like top of the line then.
For the time, it was nice.
Yeah.
If you had it now, you'd be like, this thing sucks.
It's funny though, because I still see those.
You still see a lot of them around.
People like to like redo them and stuff now.
Yeah.
Like put big tires on them.
Really? I don't want that. I just want Apple CarPlay.
Are you just saying it's ugly or it's just...
All of it. It's ugly. It's big. It's bulky. It's
actually
loud.
Not very big compared to today's SUVs, it's probably small.
It looked, it just looked big.
Yeah.
It looked, I don't know, it just looked old. But so, it's like, it's new. I'm like, is it?
I didn't think it was ugly, but I would have chose any color than the freaking bright red.
Yeah.
I hate red cars.
That's true too. That's true too. But that's anyway,
personal. We had preference. A black one.
Do we know why they're driving across the country?
Somewhere they talk about they're having financial issues and they're like starting over.
But they have a brand new Jeep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if he got a new job. Somewhere they talk about it.
I think it's his new job.
Yeah.
I don't think there was financial issues because they had like quite a bit in their bank account.
But they didn't really.
No, they didn't have the money. He lied.
He lied about it.
Oh, that's right.
Because somewhere she talks about money.
Yeah, I thought there was a specific incident as to why they were driving.
I don't think they say.
It's also very Jeepers Creepers-y right at the beginning, right? Because they're driving in the out there by themselves. Yeah. They got that weird truck that, and he did not cut that truck off. That truck almost pulled out in front of them.
Yeah, on purpose.
Mm. You think they were trying to get him there?
Yeah.
Oh. Then they follow him, so they go to the gas station, and that's when they get the snowballs. Is that what those things are called? Were they
donuts, I think.
I was like, those are the worst.
Dude, it looks
those are the worst ones.
They were those white powdered donuts, I think. Donuts.
Donuts. And if you won like a contest, then you win like a certain amount of money.
It was like $1 million or 1 million donuts or something.
But that's where that whole amount of money in their bank account came from. Because later the wife lies. It's like, we have.
I think it was 100,000. I think it was 100,000.
I think you're right. Yeah. 100,000 or 100,000 donuts.
Well, then I totally forgot that he even was like, I've got this big car payment.
Mm-hmm.
Like he talks about that. And it's like, oh.
Yeah. They really focus in on the fact that this is a brand new car.
I wonder if that was like when that car came out.
No, those came out in like 92 or 3.
Okay.
So it's been later.
Hmm. What year did this movie come out?
97.
97. Okay.
But then, I mean, older cars were not reliable then.
Yeah.
So they're probably trying to make.
Well, see, I thought they, that's.
Like, sponsored it at all.
Yeah.
I thought that's what they were going for. They keep cramming down our throat that this car is brand new, and then they have the issue. So I'm like, oh, so they want us to know that this probably shouldn't
Something
have
is fishy, right? Yeah.
So they stop at the gas station. I thought there was going to be a little bit more drama between him and Earl at the gas station. But the guy follows him in. And what does he have, like a pack of Coors Light or something he's buying?
Yeah.
And is it like in the morning? It's like morning time, isn't it? We should have known here these guys are going to be in.
And I read in the fun facts, and I didn't notice it, but I guess you can see the other Red's semi in the background when they're at the gas station. I didn't notice it. Oh,
okay.
But yeah, I guess if you're paying attention.
I didn't notice that. So they take off. They're driving again through the desert by themselves. And then all of a sudden the car it overheats, right?
Like all the lights come on and stuff. Yeah.
This
yeah.
thing has a real problem.
Yeah.
A real problem. Now, Seth, if you were out there by yourself with your wife, if you had a wife, in the desert, would you be able to fix this car? Would you know what to look for?
Not if that happened, no.
Yeah, me neither.
Unless it's a newer car, that they're harder to.
Have to call AAA.
You have to call AAA. But we're supposed to also get from this that he also doesn't know how to fix the car.
No.
He doesn't know what's going on.
It obviously looks like an electrical computer problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. But lo and behold, then a nice semi-truck driver shows up, Mr. Red.
Yeah.
Well, he seemed nice. I mean, he was kind of trying to help, I think.
Yeah, but would you just be cool with your wife just popping up in there and riding off?
Here's where my first set of problems comes
in. Granted, it was her idea.
With this movie, is the guy seems nice. Okay, seems like he's okay. He's there to help. Why can't he call on his CB?
Right.
Did he say the CB?
Oh, he says it's broken or something.
Okay, yeah, he did say the CB was broken. Okay, so there. Okay, that sounds fair.
They should have both gone.
That'd be shady right off the bat to me, though. Yeah. I'd be like,
You're a truck driver and your CB doesn't work, bro? Okay. Yeah. But the diner that they're supposed to go to is 2 miles up the road, I believe is what he says, or a couple miles up the road. Okay?
I'd walk that shit out.
He didn't want to leave the car, which, I mean, okay. I mean, 2 miles isn't that far.
No.
Right.
You can lock the car up. I still probably wouldn't have wanted to go with the guy, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I definitely would not have resulted to sending my wife by herself with this guy. Granted, it was night. Maybe times were different. Maybe people were a little more trusting back then. I don't think I would have been. However, the diner is 2 miles up the road. We can't trust this man to drive 2 miles by himself and call the police for you at the diner. Why do you have to be there for this?
Yeah, that's true.
That would have been my, well, yeah. Actually, no, we're going to stay with the car, sir. Can you drive? Yeah. You're already going that way.
Right. Can you stop and call, make a call real quick? Yep.
Not what happens here.
And if he was like, no, fuck you, then I would have been like, hey, babe, stay in the car, lock it up. I'm going to walk 2 miles, make a call, and then I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Or you just both go.
I think
or
we both, yeah, yeah, we both go.
Yeah, I think I both would have. And themselves. We know you would have had your like handy dandy shotgun rifle thing that you carry with you. So you would have had like a bow. You'd have been like Katniss on Hunger Games. You had a bow and arrow. Fucking two.
My travel bow.
Dude, I just picture you with like a vest, okay? Just bear with me. Hang in here with me for a minute.
I do usually wear a vest.
A vest. Okay. Yeah. Arm guns out. Just a vest, okay?
Yeah.
You've got the shotgun. Whoosh, out the back like Duke Nukem style, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whoosh, okay. And then inside of your breast pockets, okay, of your vest, you have two big alligator knives, dude.
I do.
And you're not the type to just pull one out, right? You're like the double puller.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like Deadpool.
Yeah. I think I'd be like, shit, I'm going with her.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I would do.
Hardcore, dude.
Would have both walked together to the diner. Anyway, the wife ends up going with the trucker. It's like, okay. But then again, we have to keep in mind if this didn't happen, we wouldn't have a movie to talk about, right?
It's true. But this is freaking stupid.
Very, very dumb. You think in 97 it would have been a little different, though? Do you think people viewed things differently?
So? Yeah.
It annoyed me, too, that he was just like, all right, bye.
Plus, it was still before like cell phones are really prominent, so this is just what you had to do, right? Yeah.
Still, it seems like there was a terrible time. Way.
Yeah.
Maybe he said it was 5 miles away.
I think it was further than two.
Was it further than two? Okay, nonetheless, 5 miles, even 10 miles is not that far.
Right.
But it's supposed to be in the desert. It's probably very hot.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shade.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. That's fair. Still.
But anyway, we digress.
You know what, though? Also, I forgot. They pull off because their car breaks down and that truck with Earl in it flies by them,
mm-hmm.
turns around, sees the semi there and leaves.
Yeah.
So I also think they were worried to, now that I think about it, I think he may have sent his wife with the truck driver to avoid those two guys in that truck.
Maybe.
Now that I think about it.
I forgot about that.
So maybe he was worried, hey, if we have to walk, these guys are going to mess with us or...
Yeah, that's true.
But what interaction, the interaction at the gas station really wasn't that bad that he would have thought these guys were going to try to hurt them. They were going to, obviously, we find out later. Mm-hmm. But like the altercation he had with them really wasn't. It was no more than if somebody cut you off and you yelled at him out the window. Right.
Right.
So anyway, she ends up going with truck driver. And then lo and behold, what's his name? Do you remember? I forgot already. Terry? Jeff. Jeff Taylor, he realizes, oh my goodness, how silly. There's just one little wire unhooked underneath the car. Then he, well, it was even a plug and play wire, wasn't it? It was just unplugged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He plugs the wire back in, and holy shit, the whole fucking car starts working again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
He says son of a bitch so many times in this movie. I wish I would have counted it. Son of a bitch.
That was his go to. Is this rated R or is it rated PG-13?
R.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, it is, yeah. Huh. Wonder why he didn't just drop the F-bomb. But I would like to have think that he should have probably seen, because he sees it through the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, one little while. He gets under there, plugs in, takes off, gets to the diner. Lo and behold, gets to this diner with a bunch of sketchy people, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in this diner looks sketch.
They do.
Why are there so many people at this diner?
And why are they all, they just all look like upset. Like they're like, get out of our diner.
And there's like nothing around. So you're like, where are these people coming from?
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this is weird. Like Cannibal Diner, maybe.
It's just like Legion. I just watched that. Do you remember that movie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just watched that recently. And it's the same kind of diner situation. Yeah.
Like who's going to this diner? Right? There's a lot of people there, a lot of cars. It looks, it almost looks like a junkyard, too, out front with all the cars in it. But anyway.
That bathroom scene was gross.
Yeah. So, the guy behind the counter, so they walk into this diner. It's like a single person serving everybody. He's just like behind the bar. You must walk up to the bar to order your food or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, dude's super unhelpful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of a dick. I think he used the payphone to call the cops at this point, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I believe he leaves and then he comes back in and he asks to see the man's receipts. Because mm-hmm. he wants to see if his wife was there. Because he tells him his wife was never there. She never... He doesn't know what he's talking mm-hmm. about. So he calls the police, asks to see the receipts. The guy gets real weird when he asks to see the receipts, though.
Yeah.
Like, real weird. And then he grabs a handful of them and runs out, which I thought was funny.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
Looking through the papers.
So when he gets outside, does he find a receipt with his wife's name on it?
I think they get taken away from him real quick.
Yeah.
Somebody stopped him, I thought.
They almost make it seem like the people in the diner were, like, in on it.
Yeah. I think they were.
Because, like, when the guy was looking at the receipt, it just looks like he was just standing there doing this.
He pulls,
like,
a gun.
That's right.
He does pull
and
a
so
gun.
And so he drops the receipts.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he doesn't even get a chance
to. I wonder if they were in on it.
Yeah.
I think so.
That seems suspicious.
Yeah. I think they're all working together.
I think so at least the manager guy behind the counter was in on it because he definitely knows.
But he gets a little cut.
Maybe. Hey, maybe they come to the diner, swap him out right there, do the thing. So he leaves again. He's driving around. He, lo and behold, locates the semi-truck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we forgot about the guy he meets in the parking lot.
I thought that was later. I thought that was after he went back.
I thought so, too.
Oh, is
too.
It? Yeah. It might be.
Yeah. So he goes. He lo and behold, finds the semi-truck. Cop shows up. Red gets out. Does he look different or does he look the same? I thought he had, like, a hat on this time.
I think he switched. Yeah. Either had a hat on or it was, like, a different shirt or something. It wasn't, like, much of a change.
Yeah. But you could tell it was the same guy.
Yeah.
And he pretends like he has never met Jeff before in his life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you were the cop, how would you handle the situation?
He said, she said, so. Yeah.
In the guy's truck, they look in his truck and his truck is empty. Inside, the back is empty, which it's not.
Well, didn't he? So he was like, did you get a plate? Didn't they ask him that? Like for the truck,
maybe. I don't remember
because I felt like he was like, well, no. And it's like, why, what difference would that make if you just go back and, like, read off the plate and, like, yep, that was the number.
Jeff if he got the plate number from the truck. Yeah, that's true. That's no, right. He did not have it. I just feel like if the guy was that adamant that he knew this guy,
it seems, yeah,
but then I'm like, maybe the cop is also in on it.
Right.
Like,
right.
Maybe the cop's in on it. So, I don't know, because he's like, you know, meet me at the station, and we'll, you know, because he lets the truck driver go after looking in the back of his truck, and there's no, but that would also be suspicious to me. Like, why is this guy driving the semi-truck around with nothing in the back of it?
Right.
Guess he could have said he dropped a load off and was.
He just dropped a load. So, the cop is no help. He leaves. He gives him, and I forget how far away this town is that he's supposed to go back to meet this cop at, but he ends up going back to the diner, and that's when he runs into that guy working on the car outside of the diner, and he tells him that the police are in on it, that the truck was there with the lady. They switched her into a different vehicle, and the diner guy's in on it. The cops are in on it, and then they look over, and the diner guy is looking at him from, he walked outside and is watching him. And the kid shuts up, and the kid's acting like he's kind of, like, not all there, right?
Yeah.
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 And then he takes off. So then I think Kurt Russell, Jeff, decides to go to the police station and file a report. He gets there. We see a whole wall of just missing people.
Yeah. Yeah.
At this point, did you think the cops were in on it? Because I was still kind of on the fence.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either. And it had been long enough that I had seen this, that I was like, I can't even remember.
Because he talks to a deputy, right? Because the sheriff sends him there to say, talk to my deputy. He'll take care of you. Yada, yada, yada. So this is a different cop, but there are a ton of people. So whoever is doing this has been doing this for a very long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A very long time.
Yes.
A very.
Yes.
A very. Okay. Very long time.
Thank you. Very long time. I don't know why I keep doing that. It's from the last episode. It's your fault, Jess. Yeah, you brought out the Mike Tyson in me.
You guys do look alike.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
It's all the tats.
Yeah.
Face tats.
I'll never get a tattoo above my collarbone. I have them here.
I thought you were about to say your cob. I was like, what is a cob?
What's a cob, Jess?
Yeah.
You said a caw.
A caw?
You were, like, very slow to say your collar. You were like, caw. You were doing the whole slip knot thing again.
I speak very slowly, you know? Anyway. All right. So he files his police report. And what does the cop tell him to stay in town? Or I forget. This cop is so unhelpful. It drove me fucking crazy.
Yeah, I don't remember what he told him.
It drove me absolutely bonkers at how unhelpful all these people are being.
Well, then they're supposed to be, I'm sure. just to make you more pissed off.
Yeah. But I wonder though, like if this really is like, I don't know how I would handle it either as a police officer.
Right? I don't know. There's like, much he can do. There's like no evidence. Yeah. There's no,
and they're in the desert.
Yeah.
And this guy could be crazy. At some point, he's acting a little crazy. Like, rightfully
son
so.
Son of a bitch!
Right. But, like, rightfully so, his wife is missing, right? And obviously, he knows she got in this truck, and the guy, like, but I'm like, man, maybe this dude is, like.
He's acting a little crazy.
He's acting a little sporadic, but I'd probably be acting the same way. So he leaves there, and I think he goes out driving around again. Mm-hmm. And that's when Earl, right? He goes to a specific place.
Oh, it's been a minute.
Because he's driving, and then Earl chases him.
Yeah.
And they go through that.
Yeah, there's like a gate, and he busts through it, right? Yeah.
He tries to call his like coworker or something.
Yeah.
To get money, maybe.
Well, I don't think he's talked. Did he already talk to the people at some point end up calling him?
I can't remember now.
He's on that road, and it's like all of a sudden the road's closed, and it's got that gate, and he like busts through it.
I think the truck comes up behind him, and that's when he...
Yeah. And then, so what, he escapes out of the vehicle.
Yeah, he drives it into that river.
Yeah, he's driving all, like, that because they're, like, doing road construction or something. Yeah. And he drives over that cliff into the water, and then the guy Earl's shooting at him into the water, and he's, like, floating around and comes out somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then the slow guy gets him anyway.
That's right. Yeah. They get him.
The slow guy who's not really slow.
Yeah. So the guy at the diner that was working on the car that told him the whole thing was, you know, an inside job, he ends up being a bad guy. So this is now two people that we thought maybe okay that are bad people.
They're all bad. Son of a bitch.
That was a twist.
Yeah. That was also a twist. It got me. So then he wakes up and the truck driver's there. Earl's there. The mechanic man. What's his name?
The slow guy?
I'm trying to avoid calling that. Is it Al? No. I don't see him on here. Earl, Sheriff Boyd, Billy.
Billy. He was kind of hot.
Billy.
I thought you were going to think of him.
I've seen him in something else.
Yeah, I have too, but I can't.
It's like the same type of character.
Jack Noseworthy is his name. So he wakes up and they're out there with those three, Earl, Billy, and Red, the truck driver. And that's when they tell him that they want money. So his wife is alive.
Mm-hmm.
And to get her back, he has to give them the $100,000. I thought it was $20,000.
I wrote $90,000 on my notes.
They want $90,000 to get her back. Because she told them they had that much in their bank account.
Yeah, so it's a good thing he remembered the donut conversation.
What? Oh, yes. 90,000 donuts or 90,000.
Because I asked him, like, how much money do you have? And it better be the same as what your wife said. And that's when he remembered the donut.
Yeah.
That's clever. I would not have remembered that. You guys know me. I'd have still been talking like Mike Tyson.
Yeah. You wouldn't have been able to rock the pleated pants and tucked
nothing in my bank account.
Tucked in polo shirt like Kurt.
His gear was bad. So they're looking over the town, though, right? Like, because they're up on that ledge.
Yeah.
And so there's a bank in town, and they tell him to go down to the bank, get the money out, and bring it back. And he's like, no, I got to, you know, I got to be able to. At that point, do they let him talk to her? Because I know they do later.
I don't think they do.
Yeah. He looks like shit.
He's because like
they beat the crap out of him.
He's very suspicious at the bank.
Yeah, because he goes down into the bank. And he goes in and he needs to make the withdrawal, which he doesn't have that much money because he gets it all in ones, right? Mm-hmm. Or does, no, he gets, he wraps like 50s in ones or hundreds in ones or something. But the whole bank scene is really weird because you don't know if the banker's in on it. The banker is kind of like, Kurt Russell's acting very sporadic and he's like bleeding.
Yeah. And he wants to take out $90,000.
Yeah, which he doesn't have,
So.
And then that other guy comes in that's trying to get a car loan. Remember? So he comes in and you don't know, is he here to watch Kurt Russell to make that he... So it's like, man.
He sits down like right in front of them.
That's weird.
He's like...
Yeah. So sketchy, dude. Because they're supposed to be like doing a bank transaction. Like that would never happen today, right?
No.
Like one, you would never go into the bank to probably withdraw money anyway. I wouldn't. I fucking hate going to the bank. But
right.
It is funny to see, though, that, like, in older movies like this, how the bank is just, like, an open floor plan, whereas now you walk in and there's an office. Right. Everyone has their own office. Yeah. You are normally going into an office with people for like a bigger transaction or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like in older movies, it literally every time is like an open floor plan and everybody is just sitting out at desks.
Yeah. Listen to this, everybody's listening to everybody else's business.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what's your account number, sir? You're like,
gosh. Slide it to me on this piece of paper.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to notify this bank guy, like, hey, something weird is going on.
Yeah.
I don't know what the bank guy could have done.
I don't know, but then I'm like, the bank guy probably has to be, if they're doing this to all these people, like, they're probably using the same bank.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I wonder if maybe the bank guy was in on it.
But then maybe. He would have known how much money he took out, though. I feel like he would have alerted them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay, I guess he could have been then. So he does get the money in like a duffel bag, and he has the hundreds wrapped around ones because he did not have enough money, right?
Right.
So I think, does Earl pick him up then? Because he's walking out of town with the bag, and Earl picks him up.
Yeah, because they tell him to walk out to the tracks or whatever.
Yeah. I think he was supposed to kill him here.
Probably.
They make a lot of errors. They make light later of all the errors they made on this one because they were not supposed to separate them. And then I think he was supposed to kill him at this point. But hey, Kurt Russell has a gun somehow. How does he get this gun?
Where did he get the gun from?
I can't remember either.
Did he buy it from like a pawn shop or something?
I think this is where he gets the gun.
He takes Earl's gun.
I think so.
Okay, because Earl's got him in the truck. Yeah, he makes him sit down weirdly in the truck.
Like he's on the floor.
Yeah, he makes him sit on the floorboard of the truck.
I thought he was going to suck his dick for a minute.
I thought it was going to happen for sure. Like, I paused it. I went and got some lotion and a tissue. And I was like, okay, finally, this movie's picking up.
But I think because he's on the floor, he sees his gun, maybe.
I'm pretty sure
this is where he gets it.
Because Earl is looking through the bag, and he realizes, oh, man, these are all wrapped in one.
Yeah.
These are hundreds. These are all ones wrapped in hundreds, mm-hmm. right? So that's when they have their little standoff. And I think, does he kill him?
No.
No.
He shoots him here.
Man, I would have killed this guy.
Because remember, there's that cop that they pull over for. The cop ends up killing him.
Mm. This is the sheriff.
Different cop.
Oh, it was a different cop? I thought it was a cop from the beginning.
I don't think it is. I think it's like a deputy or something.
Okay, I feel bad though. That guy dies, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Earl kills the cop. The cop kills Earl. Kurt's just out there doing his thing. Then he steals Earl's truck.
Yeah.
Does he leave the money?
I think
so. God, I would be really sad if they lost all their money at the end.
I don't think you're probably worried about it at this point.
You don't think so?
No.
He takes the
truck. Yeah, he does take the truck, and I think at that point he's got a CB, doesn't he?
Yeah, I forget. How does he find like where the dude's house is? He goes to that truck stop.
Because he's talking to him on the CB, and they're supposed to meet at the truck stop and exchange the money.
Okay. I completely forgot. I was like, how does he get to his house?
Massive truck stop.
Yeah, it was huge. And then for some reason, they get spooked and decide to leave, but Kurt Russell gets on the guy's truck.
That's what it was. Because I knew he didn't like drive there. I'm like, he somehow like either caught a ride or like he ends up there.
They're at the truck stop and Kurt Russell is over by the payphone they're supposed to meet at, and he tells them he's there, and then all the cops show up because they...
That's right.
Because Earl killed that cop, so I think they must attract Kurt Russell to that truck stop.
Yeah.
And the trucker guy freaks out because of all the cops. He's like, hey, we got to get out of here. Let's just punt on this one. And then Kurt Russell gets on his car.
On his truck.
Okay.
Yes, on his truck. That's when you get that death-defying scene on the highway where he's like crawling underneath it. Yeah. And in my opinion, no way Red does not see him walking up the side of the truck as it's driving.
Yeah.
Right? I mean...
He just didn't happen to look in the mirror, I guess.
That's true. I think that's probably not likely. But anyway, we find out they get to Red's house out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And we find out Red has a wife and a son.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Very sad.
That somehow don't know anything or realize that the whole fucking barn is filled up with...
Right.
People's belongings.
She's probably not allowed in the barn, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, like, you have a kid, I have two kids. Like, kids are nosy, dude. Like, there's no way he's gone for months at a time and that kid's not going in that barn looking around.
Yeah. Or her, even.
Well, it's in that locked
like,
thing underneath.
No, it's up top. It's in the attic. Remember, so Kurt Russell climbs up through some broken board and he's up in the attic of the barn, and that's where all like the belongings, and that's when he sees driver's license and suitcases. Red ends up pulling the truck, I think, into the barn.
It's like next to it.
Yeah. And Billy shows up and somebody else. There's a fat guy.
Yeah, I don't know who he was.
Yeah, I don't know. That was the first
one. Was it the guy from the diner?
I don't think it was, but maybe it was.
Maybe not. So they, he's watching them from up there. And this whole time, I'm like, oh, man, the wife is either still alive or she's dead, right? That's a 50-50 shot. Mm-hmm. And they pull her out of a side compartment of the truck.
Yeah. You know, it'd be, have to be so hot and, like, gross. She's in, like, a burlap, like, sack type thing.
Well, they mess with you at first because she's not moving.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, she is really dead. And then she was not.
She wasn't dead.
I'm going to sneeze.
She was moving. They thought she was, though, right? Because they were like, oh.
Oh, you killed her.
Yeah.
Because she was, like, in the bottom, like, a bread truck or something. It wasn't the semi-truck she was under. It was a separate truck.
Yeah, those
guys. That's right. Yeah. They rolled up in.
But they rolled up in. And so they decide, okay, hey, we got to figure out what we're going to do with this crazy lady. They open up cellar doors. She's no Sharon Stone. Open up cellar doors in the barn, and they take her down, and it looks like there's like a freezer down there.
Like a chest freezer.
Yeah. That's right.
So they lock her down there, and they all go in the house, because by now it's morning time, and Red's lovely wife made the boys breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a gal. What a gal. Mm-hmm. So he can't get the thing open. Kurt Russell cannot. It's got a
padlock on it.
It's got a padlock on it. He doesn't want to be loud, so he sneaks into the house. Okay, sneaks into the house.
Sneaky like.
Finds a shotgun, approaches these people. The wife and kid are like, the boys are playing a video game off in another room. But the wife is like freaking out, dude. Mm-hmm. So she does not know that this Red Man,
right?
Not Red Man like the rapper, but this man Red is doing these despicable things to other human beings.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sad. Mm-hmm. So sad. How would you act? Okay, you're home. This happens to you. Would you be like, would you immediately think that your significant other is like this piece of garbage that this man is saying that he is?
I mean, probably.
You think she knew?
She doesn't get that upset about it. Like, she, for a second, she seems like maybe she's like, oh, I've been in the dark. And then she's just like, oh, fucking kill him.
Mm-hmm. But she kind of freaks out later when she sees his wife in the freezer thing.
Maybe she didn't understand like the seriousness of it. Or maybe she didn't want to believe it, right? Because you probably wouldn't want to believe that about your significant other.
That's true.
But Kurt Russell's got them all at gunpoint. He's like, I want the key. I got to get my wife out of the cellar. We're out of here. And then the boy, the son, Red's son, shows up with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the wife is the one that tells him to shoot him.
Yeah. She's like, shoot him. Well, she doesn't say it for like a minute.
Yeah, she's trying to figure out.
This kid's like, do I shoot this dude or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was pure-hearted at it. It was pure in the heart, that boy.
She's like,
kill him.
And I'm like, oh, she's just as trashy.
Son of a bitch. You think they're trashy?
She's trashy.
Yeah, they're trashy.
Yeah.
Well, they're trashy.
She was wearing like a bathrobe. Yeah. You know, you have guests over, put some clothes on.
Well, it's the boys, you know?
God.
It's just the boys, some biscuits and gravy.
Is that what they were eating with biscuits and gravy? I thought it was eggs. I'm a big fan of eggs. Oh, by the way, I didn't ever answer your text. My breakfast this morning was 3 eggs on sourdough, just so you know.
Ooh.
Yeah, got you covered.
That sounds good.
It was delicious. So I think the kid tries to shoot him, and he moves, and there's like a scramble.
Scuffle.
There's a bit of a scuffle, and so they all jet. How does he get the key? That's what I have been trying to remember.
He walks somebody out there at gunpoint. I don't know if it's the wife or both of them.
I think it might be Red.
Oh, yeah, and the one dude, like, escapes real quick.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck his name was.
Billy.
So he makes them open it, remember, because he makes the wife go down and open the freezer. That's what she's like, what is this? What is this?
That's when we finally see some true raw emotion out of the wife.
Yeah.
Whenever she has to go down and let her out of the freezer. Which, how long do you think feasibly you could be in that freezer before you suffocate? Because those things hold air in, so.
Yeah.
Not super long.
I think she would have been dead. Because he was like in the house for a while. You think for an hour?
Yeah, probably.
Wow, I wouldn't have thought that. Those are very small.
The only thing, though, is she's already like been trapped. Mm. Like, you know, what, has it been a whole day or 2 days?
I think it's been like a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's probably not like breathing real heavy. She's probably just kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she's been dead. Anyway, they get her out. She comes up. He locks them down there. So he locks the wife, Red... The son, I think, the boy?
I think he's there, too.
And then the fat guy.
Yeah.
Down there. Billy is still on the prowl.
Mm-hmm.
So they decide they're going to get in somebody's truck. But in the meantime, Billy sneaks in, lets Red and gang out of the cellar. I think he should have shot him. If it was me, I'd have killed him. All of them.
Yeah.
So he gets out to that truck or whatever, and he doesn't have the keys for it, though, right? So he has to, like, go through that fucking camper.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yes, that's what it was. Okay. You think that's Billy's camper? You think Billy's living out there?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah, I think so, too. But lo and behold, Red gets out in the semi-truck.
And it's like a rusty nail situation. Yeah, it is.
It's exactly what I thought. Been, yeah, this is where scene. It all ties into the cabin trip from 3 years ago. This is where he plows through that
camper.
Single wide. Is it a camper or is it a single wide trailer?
It was like a camper, wasn't it?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he plows through the camper right through the middle of it, dude. Yep. Like, wow, action scene, Kurt Russell. And then the chase ensues because you've got Kurt Russell in the truck mm-hmm. with his wife. You've got Rusty Nail, a.k.a. Red, in the semi-truck. Mm-hmm. You got Billy in his little sport car thing he's driving. Yeah.
Firebird. And
what was the big guy driving?
Like a big Cadillac DeVille from like the 50s.
Okay. Just flying down the highway. Yep. It's daylight now, right? God bless you. It's daylight now. And they are just...
They're just a freaking... Yeah. They're a team.
Dude!
Like, all surrounding him.
Like, yeah, like...
It was a good chase scene. I do wish he would have given his wife the gun, because he was all over the place trying to drive.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, trying to shoot.
Which, he can't shoot a gun anyway. Hey, let's be honest. Let's
Son
be
of
honest.
A bitch.
Yeah, like, maybe he should let her drive and he should have shot. Like, or maybe she should have shot. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
But, nonetheless, I think it's really got the inspiration for the very first Fast and Furious movie was from this movie. Because it came out shortly after, I think, what, 2000?
Yeah, so this is probably where it came from.
Yeah, I bet you that's true. So, which one does he kill first? Because they wreck, big guy blows up, right?
Yeah, I think that's the first one.
I think then the Firebird.
Then, yeah, Billy flips over or something. Yeah.
So he's doing okay.
Yeah.
Why did he turn onto this bridge?
I think he's just following the road.
I thought the road went straight or you could turn onto the bridge. Because he turns onto the bridge and I'm like,
he
why?
Was trying to lose him, like... Because it would have been like a rough turn.
Yeah, right? I think it was a sharp turn.
I think he was like, oh, he's not going to be able to follow me if I just
Because I think the trailer comes off the truck when he makes the turn. Yeah. Doesn't it? Yeah, that's right.
So then he's just got, you know.
A tractor.
Yeah. Which he can get around a little bit easier.
Better. Well, he does, right? Because he ends up somehow ramming into them. Yeah. Red in the semi-truck rams into their truck or whatever they're in and pushes them a third of the way off of this bridge. So now they're all hanging off of this bridge.
I forgot about how dramatic all this part is. Yeah. And
because the truck gets like stuck on the guardrail support.
Because he can't drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he can't. Kurt Russell cannot drive. Jack Terry Jack, whatever his name is, cannot drive. So it gets stuck. The semi-truck is just ramming into it.
That would be scary.
Trying to ram it off the bridge. His wife's leg gets trapped between like the front of the car and the door.
It's
and
like the dashboard like collapsed, yeah. But that would be scary, though, with the truck coming like right at you.
I forget. So how do they get him out of the semi or what happens?
Because
he gets out of it.
Kurt gets out of the truck.
He gets out of the truck and tries to get on the semi to stop him from ramming into him because his wife's leg's stuck. And then the semi goes over the thing. So then the semi, I believe, is hanging off of it.
Yeah, because he doesn't see that Kurt got out
and
ran and got on the truck. Then he gets in the truck and turns the wheel.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There's another scuffle in the cab.
And it rides off. So then you get the scene of the truck hanging and then them both hanging off of the truck. Mm-hmm. And at some point, like the bad Red is hanging off of Kurt Russell, right? And then he like kicks him off. He's got that chain.
Yeah.
And he's whacking him with the chain. And then Kurt Russell grabs the chain and flips him off of the truck.
That's pretty sweet.
And then you see Red down there just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost was way as like, oh, he's going to look down, he's going to be gone, right? Like, that's going to be it. But he did not. So Kurt Russell gets up into the truck, off, climbs up the semi truck, gets out, and then eventually gets his wife out of the truck. And I think that's the end of the movie.
Dude was not going down without a fight.
Right. Well, he gets her out, and then she must put it, I must have been in reverse because she puts it the truck in drive, and that makes the semi fall.
That's how he lands on him. You're right. You're right. So the semi truck ends up landing on Red.
That's right, because he was still alive.
Yeah.
He was like kind of like moving around.
He was hurting. He was hurting for sure. He'd definitely be wheelchair bound.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely not driving any more semi-trucks, abducting any people.
No more Rusty Nailing.
Yeah, so. But yeah, that's how the movie ends. How many people do you think they've done this to?
It looked like quite a few.
There's a lot of missing people photos, so probably a lot.
Didn't they show like a spot where all these people's cars and stuff were too?
That's a different movie, and I'm trying to think of what that was.
Okay.
What movie is that? There's like a big field with all these cars.
House of Wax.
It was House of Wax. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Good segue. And we always come back to House of Wax.
Always comes back to that.
Interesting. Do you have any fun facts for this?
I do.
You do? Okay, well, let's jump over to fun facts with Seth.
Papers.
Did you forget?
When Red says to Jeff, which is Kurt, 49 minutes, Jeff, time to get the show on the road. It is exactly 49 minutes until the end of the movie.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
How did they know?
This one was interesting. Kurt Russell was helicoptered in and out of the area of shooting so he could be with his family in Los Angeles at night.
Aww.
His contract had a 12-hour turnaround, meaning Kurt had to be home for at least 12 hours before leaving again to go back to the set.
Really? Interesting.
Some other thing I read, I didn't put in here. He had just finished Escape from L.A. or whatever that movie is, and he wanted to be with his family. So that's nice.
It is nice. He's a nice family man, Kurt.
Yeah. MC Gainey, which is that Earl? Yeah, right?
MC Gainey is Earl, yes. Yeah,
said that Earl was the darkest character he ever played in a film and regretted it afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Red's 18-wheeler is visible in the background behind Earl when he first approaches Jeff at the gas station.
There you go. I didn't notice it.
I didn't either. This is the final film featuring J.T. Walsh to be released in his lifetime.
Aww, who's J.T. Walsh? Let's take a look.
That was Red, wasn't it?
Yes.
I think he died maybe not long after this. I don't know. Hmm.
Really? He looked familiar.
Yeah, I thought so too.
He died in 1998.
Oh, so a year later. Wow. Huh.
Sad. He was in Sling Blade.
He looks familiar. Right. Like, I just know I've seen him in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I've seen him in quite
a few things. The Coke can that the deputy Carver is sipping on at the sheriff's office is advertising the 1996 Olympics.
Oh, nice.
And we're still in circulation at the time.
Wow.
Jonathan Mastow suggests this isn't the kind of film that could get made today, if only because the transportation department was one of the budget's biggest expenses. I don't think it'd be practical.
Oh, they could definitely do it.
Kurt Russell has starred with J.T. Walsh three times before, in Tequila Sunrise, Backdraft, and Executive Decision.
I've seen none of those.
You've never seen Backdraft?
Never.
That's good. That's the fireman one. Executive Decision's an airplane hijacking movie.
Ooh, that sounds right up my alley.
Kurt Russell recalls reading the script and enjoying the idea of playing a character who was slightly comically obnoxious, which is true.
Did you add that?
I added the true part. I was like, what? At 42 minutes, the shot of the town is the one visual effect in the movie. It is a digital matte, but it's actually one of only a few visual effects, including a digitally augmented truck stop, exaggerating the number of trucks.
I didn't notice any bad CGI whatsoever.
I didn't either, so I guess the town was fake.
Huh.
The truck that Jeff and Amy drive in the end was a 1983 Chevrolet C-Series Custom Deluxe.
Oh, wow. Thank goodness.
Jeff drives a red 1996 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo.
Ooh.
The original script had Jeff... drop the truck on the villain, but Russell suggested while filming that his wife should do it.
I could see that. Yeah. Makes sense.
There are four confirmed villains, but they never all appear together.
Hit us with it. They're not
listed? That's just it.
Okay, let's see if we can figure it out. So we've got Red, Billy, Fatso, the diner guy?
Must be.
Yeah, I don't know who the fourth would have been. The son.
Or the wife. Well, no, the wife. Because it couldn't have been the wife because they were all on screen together.
Right. Oh, okay.
So maybe it was the diner guy.
Yeah.
He had to be in on
it. Or no, it's Red, Fatso, Billy, and Earl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so Earl wouldn't be there because he was dead.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Forgot about him.
Well, then.
Diner guy's safe. He was just a prick.
We haven't had this in a while. Body count.
Ooh. Wait, does it include the others we did not get to see abducted or just from what we
just
saw?
Just the people we saw.
Okay. We got,
six?
I'm going to say three.
Four.
Damn it.
Oh.
Possibly. Well, then it says the fate of the sheriff is unknown.
Oh.
So it was the sheriff that got shot. We don't know if he died or not.
Red, Earl, Billy blew up, right? Or no, Fatso blew up.
they both died in the car.
Yeah.
I didn't know if Billy died for sure because I thought he just flipped. I know the one guy blew up for sure, but that's fine.
Yeah.
That was close.
That's it for fun facts.
That concludes fun facts with Seth. You did a great job, Seth. All right. Let's see if we can speed through the next 10 minutes, because if not, I'm going to piss down my leg. And these pants are gray, and I don't want that to, you know.
See that.
If they were, like, black, I would just pee my pants. But since they're gray, we better not. So let's do some HMC favorites. Who goes first? Jess?
Jess.
Jess, what was your favorite scene or scenes from the movie, if you can remember one that really stuck out to you?
I think, actually, I liked the ending scene, the everyone hanging from the guardrail or whatever the fuck, the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me too. That was, I think, this from the barn on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when he first gets there.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. It was very tense.
My favorite scene was the initial diner scene when it's like, remember he goes in and the lady's puking or shitting or something? That was funny. But it reminded me of like a Rob Zombie movie at that point. I'm like, this could be something that happens in a Rob movie. And I wouldn't mind seeing Rob Zombie remake Breakdown.
I'm surprised somebody hasn't.
Except Richard Brake could be the truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah.
And when they get to the house at the end, Sherry Moon could be the wife, but she would be in on it. She would know.
Yeah.
No, she wouldn't be like the main wife. She would be the truck driver's wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you kidding me, Red?
Maybe House of a Thousand Corpses got its inspiration from this.
I think it took a lot of inspiration from a lot of movies, and I do not think Breakdown was one of them.
Could have been. They sabotaged that car.
He really likes the Kurt.
He does. Favorite scene or scene? What's the next thing? Jess, what is your favorite part of the movie? I don't remember the next thing.
My favorite part of the movie.
Isn't it the same thing that we just answered?
Favorite scene, yeah.
I think it's thing you like and thing you don't like about the movie.
Oh, yeah. Thing you like most about the movie. That was it. Thank you. Yeah. I don't have a script in front of me. I didn't print it.
Thing I liked most was just the action aspect of it, I guess.
It's an action-packed movie, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
You don't have to lie. You can say nothing.
But the thing I did not like was the fact that he let his wife go with this guy in the first place.
Agreed.
Ridiculous. Nobody in their right mind would actually fucking do that if you actually love your wife.
Maybe he didn't like her. Maybe we don't know. Maybe there's an underlying issue that we don't even know about. That's why they were traveling. Maybe she cheated on him.
Yeah, they never really say what happened.
Maybe she was out slip dicking, you know what I mean? Slip and sliding. Slip dicking. That's where
but
you
slip. But they seemed happy, though. They seemed like a good couple. Did. So.
Yeah. And we'll see. What's Marty say in Ozark? The happiest part of my life was watching your lover's head smash off the concrete or whatever. I screwed that all up, but I forget.
I forget. It's been a minute since I...
Did you ever watch Ozark?
No, I couldn't stand that freaking girl in it.
I couldn't stand. I can't stand her either. I don't like Ruth anything.
Yeah, I could not his watch wife? It because of her.
Oh, her.
No, oh, you're talking daughter. About. Yeah.
Oh my god, I can't.
The daughter.
You're talking. No, he's talking about his business partner, the chick, Julia, Ruth. Whatever. Yeah.
Oh, is that? I don't remember.
Oh, she's my favorite character.
Oh god, I just wanted to hit her every time I saw her.
You don't like her like voice and stuff. No, right?
She's so fucking annoying.
Marty. Oh, she was my favorite.
She didn't bother me as much as his wife. I can't stand her.
I hated Wendy.
I hate her and everything.
Did you finish Ozark?
Yeah.
I was so fucking mad at the end of that show. I was irate.
A lot of people loved it. Loved the ending. Thought it was amazing.
I was irate.
Anyway,
I was like, this is what they're going to do to the, do you even care if I ruin what happened? You ever going to watch
it? I'm never going to watch that awful show.
That they let them kill her?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was so fucking mad. Anyway, thing I like most, I like the story. I thought it had a good story. Yeah. There's some sketchy things that happen along the way, like letting your wife get in a semi truck with this man you just met. Probably weird, but, yeah, that's the thing I also disliked was that he let her do that. Good. So I think I skipped you.
I thought it was suspenseful. I liked that it wasn't slow, really. Mm-hmm. I think it paced pretty well. The only thing I didn't like is that he made a lot of stupid decisions. He was very, like, spastic, which I guess maybe you would be in that situation. But he just very, like, didn't stop and think about anything he was doing.
Yeah.
I think I'd also be freaking out.
Yeah.
I think I'd be very sporadic.
I guess that's a lot of split, you know, second decisions you have to make. But. Right.
And nobody's believing you. So, I mean, it would probably be fairly frustrating.
Yeah.
Would you watch it again?
Yeah, I would.
Would you watch it again?
I would.
Yeah, I'd probably watch it again if I had to. You know, if I sat down one day with a cup of coffee and what was I talking about?
Slipknot.
Slip dicking. If I sat down one day with a cup of coffee, I turned on the old TNT. I'd explain to my children yesterday what television channels are.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense.
Sorry, what? I killed like six big ass spiders down here last night while I was cleaning. I need a spray. I don't think there's any left.
What made you think of that?
Something flew by the
okay.
The light. I thought there was a spider on the light. There's not, Seth. Calm down. I mean, they were big daddies, though.
I don't like to hear that.
Not daddy long legs, but like big wolf spiders. No, mm-hmm. They're dead. You shouldn't kill them anyway. They're not. They don't hurt you. Anyway, good Lord, Seth. I told you about the pee in my gray joggers. Channels. So I said that, because we were just asking about wrestling. I said, it's on the channel, USA Channel. And she's like, what's a channel? I'm like, well, it's a television. They have different channels you watch. And I was like, you don't know what those are because we don't have TV. And she's like, we have a TV in every room. I was like, we don't pay for cable television. So it was a whole ordeal. But yeah, kids don't know what channels are. And they don't call them commercials. They call them ads.
Oh.
Something funny, though, is like Willow, anytime she wants to watch something, like if she knows it's like on HBO or she knows it's on Peacock, she'll say, I want to watch Coraline on Max.
Oh, she says it on Max. Yeah.
Like she knows what all of her things are on. So that like cracks me up.
Yeah.
I want to watch this on Peacock.
But for us, that would have been a channel.
Right.
Yeah. But they don't see it that way. They're all apps.
Yeah.
They should make kids use pay-per-view.
Oh, God. I'm glad we're not
starting at 8. Hurry up.
I still call the WWE things we watch every month pay-per-views, and they're not pay-per-views anymore. They're all on Peacock.
Yeah. I don't think pay-per-view's around anymore, is it?
I think DirecTV has it where you can like rent a movie, but it's not like what we had to do. We had to actually call
on the phone and say you wanted to.
Yeah, it's not like that.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'd watch again. All right, let's jump over to Stabby's ratings. We rate every movie on a 0 to 5 Stabby scale. Some movies get zeros because they suck, like the platform. Some movies get fives because they are great, like It Chapter One. At the end, we will average it out and give the HMC Studios average Stabby's rating for the movie. Seth, you do go first.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, what do you give your movie breakdown?
Like we already discussed, I thought it was a good story. I liked the acting. It moved along well, was suspenseful, had some good action scenes. The only thing I didn't like was Kurt's obnoxious decisions, but I think his character was supposed to be that way.
I love that you're on a first-name basis with him now.
With Kurt, yeah. But I gave it a 4. I liked it.
A 4?
Damn. Yeah.
Damn, I think it's a good,
you know, action thriller movie.
Holy shnikes. That's an 80%. This is one of your faves, bro.
That's a good 90s movie.
That's going to be in the top of your faves, dude.
Yeah.
I haven't rated this yet. Fuck, I'm going to do it on the fly. Jess, what do you give Seth's movie breakdown from 1997?
I'll piggyback off what Seth said, and piggy I agree. Up, girl. I agree that it is a good action movie, but there was a lot of silliness. a lot of silliness that went down.
I think it's kind of typical for that.
You know, Seth, Jess is not like silly in her movies, okay?
There was just, for the type of movie that it was, like his character was a little silly. Yeah. Like, he, I don't know.
I think it's typical of that era, though.
Look at this. This is the picture for it on Letterboxd.
Anyways,
That's not a great photo.
It did very much annoy me that he let his wife go with this dude. I've already said this, but a little bit ridiculous. Very silly. I gave it a 2.5.
Jeez, that seems low.
I was like shocked that you gave it a 4.
I like this movie.
Seth way overrated this movie.
It's like, dude. Holy shit.
It's my favorite movie. It's on my top 10 list.
If it was my favorite, it would have gotten a 5.
Do you think so? What is your favorite movie?
I have several.
Like, what is, like, gun to your head, you're going to die, you get to watch one movie with this gun to your head. What's your last
Probably
movie?
Thelma and Louise.
Oh, really?
I fucking love that movie.
Isn't that sad?
Yes.
Huh. It's an interesting way to go.
It's one of my all-time favorites.
Really? Thelma and Louise, interesting. Anyway, I like this movie more than I thought I was going to like it. If it had been a little less silly, I think I would have enjoyed it more.
Silliness.
It's definitely a product of its time, so it is. I'll just say that. Didn't Kurt Russell do another movie? It's a grindhouse movie where he is also in the desert, but he is the bad guy in this, right?
Is it
Death Proof?
Yes. I was going to say it was whatever the, like, there was two.
We've done the other one, didn't we? The zombie one? Didn't we do that one?
Yes.
We have not done Death Proof. Maybe we should do that.
don't think I've ever seen that.
I don't think it's very good, if I remember correctly, but...
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I think the big spectacle at the time was if you went to the movie theater to see it, you got to see both movies, right? Because mm-hmm. that's what they used to do for the Grindhouse movies. It was movies.
Like back to back, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless we're just having a Kurt theme here, we could do a
I would be
Overboard.
Oh, yeah. You know they remade that?
That's did a they?
Good one.
Yeah, they remade it with...
I've only seen the old one.
Yeah, it was like backwards, though, right?
Anna Faris, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I gave it a... I liked the movie. I thought it had a good storyline. I was... extremely annoyed at a lot of the decisions that, that he made as Seth rams Jessica's microphone into her mouth.
Get my teeth fixed.
But it was an enjoyable movie. I'd watch it again. I gave it a 3. Nothing?
Cool.
Cool.
I was right in between you guys.
Neat.
Sure, sure. Cool, cool. Yeah. Let's jump over to some of those other folks that like to rate and review horror movies. Jess, would you like to read the Rotten Tomatoes critics consensus? Can you see it from there?
Yeah, well, I could. a brainy and suspenseful, if somewhat uneven, thriller.
Ooh. Wow. Why do you think they said uneven like that?
A brainy and suspenseful.
I don't know. Probably a product of time. IMDb, they gave it a 7 out of 10 or 70% on 61,000 reviews. Rotten Tomatoes critics gave it an 83% on 58 reviews. Their average rating was a 72%. The audience gave it a 68% on Rotten Tomatoes on 25,000 reviews. The average was a 3.6, which I think is also a 72%, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Us, the Horror Movie Crew, where you should be going to get your movie reviews and ratings, we gave it a 3.16. I'm going to average it up to a 3.2, Seth, just for you, buddy.
Thanks.
3.2 out of 5, or a 64%. So we liked it less than these folks.
Yeah.
The thing that really tanked it was your 1.5 rating.
Yeah, that was kind of low.
2.5? I'm sorry I didn't give it a 4.
We'll see what I give Debbie Logan.
Old 4 over
you
here.
You love Debbie Logan.
I did when we saw it. I haven't seen it since then.
I think you'll still like it. I actually just watched it again recently. But
did you?
I'm going to watch it again for our watch.
I have not watched it since the first time I saw it. It's found footage, correct?
Oh, I thought you hadn't seen it.
I have seen it once. Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah,
well, that makes it less exciting.
It's sort of. Like, they kind of go off of it, like, sometimes.
It's like back and forth.
But, yeah.
They're doing, like, a documentary on this lady, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Abby and I did watch it. We rented it from the Red Box many, many moons ago.
The Red Box.
I think it's really good.
Red Box. Old okay. Debbie. In that case, is there anything else you guys want to say before we wrap it up and before I piss down my leg?
No, goodbye.
It was a good pick, Seth. That took us long time to
forever
watch.
We're gonna get things are gonna be more easy.
I wanted to watch Duel also, which is another truck movie. But.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really holding it in right now. Okay. We got to move on.
You got a big cup right there. Just think of it.
The problem is my wiener is so little. I was like tipping over the edge.
Spray like Jess in the face.
Like a little wormy. No, I'd have to push this up against me like such.
Like an athletic cup.
I'm going
to be stuck to you.
A suction cup on there.
I'd have dick and balls, all of it inside of there. It'd just be running down my sack into the cup. You just hear like the
trickle. A little trickling sound.
thank you to all the patrons that give us your hard-earned money to listen to us joke about me peeing into a cup. Thank you to Russ H., Aaron P., Zach F., Brian Hathaway from the Don't Go Out There podcast, Kimberly D., Felicia Connor from Two Chicks and Horror Flick, Caitlin Ashley V., and Mark and Brooke from a podcast on Elm Street and a podcast on Fury Road. We appreciate everybody's money so that we can keep doing this and not be broke, even though I'm still broke because I'm just me, you know? It's out here.
Broke is a joke.
Doing all kinds of fun stuff. Our next movie review will be...
Debbie Logan.
Deborah Logan. The Taking of Deborah Logan.
Debbie Logan.
Yeah.
Taking of Deb Logan.
And then, of course, we'll be back Debbie with... whatever the next one is that you pick, and probably a coffee with the crew in there somewhere too. In that case, we are out of here. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye, all.
Bye, y'all.
See ya.
See ya later, guys.